When Hillary Clinton kicked off her campaign in Iowa, her team said she would be going small. Intimate events, conversations in coffee shops, just a few people. But as NPR's Tamara Keith tells us, that's easier said than done when the candidate is one of the world's most famous politicians.
The email came late on Monday. Meet at the Panera Bread in Davenport, Iowa at 9:45 in the morning. I was to be one of about a dozen reporters in a press pool, given access to an unpublicized stop. What we quickly learned was that the restaurant was a decoy. The unannounced meet and greet was happening at a small coffee shop 20 minutes away in LeClaire. So we all dashed to the Jones Street Java House, where we packed into the kitchen waiting for the candidate. One of the store's owners captured the absurdity of the whole thing when she snapped a selfie with the press throng as her backdrop. When Clinton arrived, she walked up to the counter facing the tangle of reporters, who were really just a small share of those trying to cover her.
Thank you for having us and all of the people who showed up here. I love it.
Well, this is just a regular day.
Right. She shook hands with a few unsuspecting customers and then sat down to chat with three invited guests. And that's about the time the press pool was kicked out. So I can't tell you if they had a deep discussion about policy or if one of her guests asked about the personal email server she used while Secretary of State. For the campaign, the point was simply to show Clinton relaxed and comfortable, chatting with Iowans, and for her to get a chance to sit back, relax, and hear from Iowans. It turns out the reporters weren't the only ones given decoy locations. The Democratic activists who Clinton met with in cafes around the state weren't told they would be meeting with her until the last minute. They turned over their cell phones before being taken to the meetings. And such was the game of cat and mouse that characterized Clinton's return to Iowa. Kathy Obradovich, a political columnist for the Des Moines Register, says this was the campaign's effort to keep things small, to do Iowa the Iowa way.
In order to have somebody like Hillary Clinton, who is huge, to be able to do that, these intimate settings, they had to really make some compromises. And one of them was not really telling everyone exactly where she's going to be. One of them was severely restricting the number of people who are in these events.
Reporters flew in from all over the country and around the globe. But because her events were in small venues, many of those reporters were left outside. When the black van she calls Scooby pulled up to Kirkwood Community College, reporters and photographers gave chase. Here's the play-by-play from MSNBC.
Okay, they're going around to the back, so we're not going to you can see the media running behind me here to chase the Scooby van.
Wow.
And she's going around to the back.
Wow, they're...
All right, and we'll see her. We'll see her very soon.
Guy in the orange pants is pretty quick.
It was comical and embarrassing. Was that really the Iowa way? Or was it like taking a gondola ride in the Venetian Hotel in Vegas instead of Venice? To hear the people Clinton met with tell it, from the inside, it felt like the real deal. Yes, they were all handpicked, but they weren't all supporters. Before Clinton even left the state, her campaign sent out images of front pages from all the local papers. And there she was with a cup of coffee, smiling and chatting with Iowans. Tamara Keith, NPR News.